Authorities say that the man who killed a caseworker and wounded a doctor at the Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital yesterday planned to take more lives. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports that District Attorney Jack Whalen says the gunman, a psychiatric patient at the hospital who was wounded in a shootout with his doctor, had 39 more bullets.
Richard Plotz had known Dr. Lee Silverman for 20 years. That relationship took a deadly turn on Thursday. District Attorney Whalen said that within just a few minutes, Plotz shot and killed his caseworker, Teresa Hunt, then turned his revolver on Silverman, wounding the psychiatrist. Silverman shot back and hit Plotz. Whalen says Silverman and another caseworker who climbed in a window to keep the defendant from reloading prevented a wider tragedy.
If the doctor did not have the firearm, if the doctor did not utilize the firearm, he'd be dead today. And I believe that other people in that facility would also be dead, and we'd be making funeral arrangements for those individuals because of the actions of Mr. Plotz.
The hospital is a gun-free zone. Plotz, who has a long criminal record, including firearms offenses, was not allowed to have a gun. He's under sedation at University of Pennsylvania Hospital in stable condition. Leading mental health associations say there are no policies about a physician carrying a gun. Deb Shoemaker is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Psychiatric Society and says the issue of physicians carrying weapons is a difficult one to address.
It's more, you know, striking the balance between protecting that doctor-patient relationship and also, personal safety and safety of the public at large.
She stresses that only 3-5% of violent incidents involve psychiatric patients. While the shooter was a patient, she argues the bigger problem is lack of access to care because of a mental health system that is financially broken. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.